Five, four, three, two, one. You were supposed to count with me, Hank. I thought.
Don't need to.
That's the sound of the lockdown horn. I'm your host, Chris Wilde. With me, as always, although it's been forever, is Burbank Hank on location in Burbank. I'm down here in the South Bay. Everybody, it's Henry Dittman.
Buddy, I am so glad to be back. I missed Clipper Nation. Thank you for listening, Clippers Nation. I'm so glad to be back.
The shoot was great.
The shoot was great, but obviously, we don't want to harp on it too much, but obviously it was fraught with what's been going on with the virus and all of that and traveling back safely. But I'm very happy to be home with my family. And even more so, happy to be back on the air with Clipcast. Let's do this.
So much has happened. So much has happened. I love how quickly the NBA shut it down, honestly.
Yeah.
With a little bit of maybe 2 weeks of hindsight that we have in the rear view. I guess it's been 2 weeks-ish, or it'll be 2 weeks tomorrow night or tonight or whatever. What is time? But the reason NBA had to shut it down is because here's what we do know for a fact. Rudy Gobert got the coronavirus. Donovan Mitchell got the coronavirus, tested positive, both of them on the Utah Jazz. And that's just the tip of the iceberg as four Brooklyn Nets get it, including Kevin Durant.
Crazy.
And you know Kevin Durant's best friends with DeAndre Jordan, and we don't know who the other three guys are, and I just feel like DeAndre Jordan is one of those guys.
Oh,
I'm sorry to say that.
Doesn't that just make sense? I guess
I hope
so. I guess so. I mean,
Two Lakers have it.
And we don't know. We don't know who, right?
That's the extent of guys in the NBA who have it. Rudy Gobert, Donovan Mitchell for the Jazz, Kevin Durant and three other Nets, and then two L-words. That's eight guys in the NBA.
So
obviously we had to shut the league down.
Absolutely. Now, wait a second. Have the Clippers tested their whole team? Are we all good and clean and no coronavirus? I don't recall seeing it.
I'm just guessing the fact that we haven't seen it is a no news is good news situation.
Why would you assume that?
We're
the team who literally gives out no news about any front office stuff that we're doing. Like we're so tight.
Yeah, but look at all the great news that we've amassed while not releasing any news. We got Kawhi Leonard, we got Paul George.
Yeah.
You know, like all the no leaking, loose lips sink Clipper ships has worked in our benefit. And I could be wrong. I haven't looked at it as soon as today, but I know it was national news that Kevin Durant got it. You know, just today in non-sports news, Prince Charles of England got it, and he's an old guy. So everybody, be safe, be careful, and stay indoors.
Yeah,
watch
stay
old
home.
Clippers highlights.
Yes.
Listen to old Clipcasts.
So many Clipcasts to listen to. I mean,
I'm guessing, I haven't looked, and I'm just assuming, and you know what happens when you assume.
You get it right. The second half of that saying is, you know what happens when you assume, you get it right easily half the time.
At least half the time.
I mean,
My butt's broke. There's a crack down the middle.
When you assume, it makes an ass out of you, but not me. Never me, sir.
I'm guessing that Prime Ticket are only showing Clipper W's, right? So Fox Sports West or Prime Ticket is re-airing some of the best games of the season. I'm just assuming that anytime, and we tweeted out this schedule and we'll tweet it out again, they're playing reruns of the greatest hits from this season, not previous seasons.
Well, that's
great,
but
I
don't care for that. So no disrespect, Fox Sports, Prime Ticket, or anything else. Like, you know me.
But don't you assume they're not going to show an L?
Oh,
don't you think they're not going to show a loss?
I do assume that, but I don't even like to watch a game when somebody spoils it for me. I'm not into watching sports when I already know the result. I mean, that's...
Oh, see, I love watching a Clipper game where
even when
I know,
you know
the good guys win.
Even when you know...
When they win, yeah. If I won't watch... I very rarely... If I know the Clippers are going to lose and I'm backlogged and I haven't seen the game in real time, if I know the Clips are going to lose, I'm not watching that game.
No.
Most of the time, I get spoiler-free. Most of the time, I'm at the home games.
Sure.
And then the other times, obviously, I'm watching it in real time, or I'm just living spoiler-free and watch it on a tape delay. But I love knowing that the Clippers win, and I like watching and dissecting how they won.
Well, now let me say,
as long as there's a happy ending, I don't mind getting a spurler.
All right. Well, I don't want to talk about your erotic massage preferences, but I will say I do want to put a caveat on my don't like to watch a game when I already know the ending. When eventually we get all this stuff sorted out. When we get all this sorted out, I want you and me to get an apartment together.
I miss your Musk.
No, when this all gets figured out, I have a feeling when the Clippers eventually win the chip, that is a series that I will be happy to watch ad nauseum over and over and over again. Do they even still sell DVDs, like the DVD of a championship run? Remember when they used to do that? You can get the championship run of the Los Angeles Lakers, of the Boston Celtics. Do they even do that anymore?
They must, and it must also be a digital download, a Blu-ray, and then a retinal scan as well, Hank. You're showing your age. So
I still have DVDs. I'll tell you what, we kept all of our DVDs from when I was a single man, and then we got a bunch of them when we had kids. People handed them down, and I was mocked for them. But I will tell you, if this lockdown goes much longer, there won't be any Netflix left to consume, and everyone's going to be real jealous that they don't have their DVDs anymore because they're going to watch everything you can stream. And then who's going to have the sweet, sweet DVD copy of Blue Crush, Fargo,
and the first eight seasons of The Simpsons. It's a Clippers talk show where we talk about the Clippers, for Christ's sake.
There's no basketball on
Hank's
right now.
Hank's DVD bin. It's not, oh, let's go through Hank's DVD bin and have him rate his old DVDs.
Oh, okay,
DVD's
let's do it.
Nuts.
So, number one.
All right, so there is no basketball for 3 months. We're only about 2 weeks into it. We've got another 2.5 months of downtime, but from everything I'm hearing, we are back in June. Let's hypothesize what happens.
Wait a second.
Yes.
Let's take a quick
break. You're going to talk about your movie titles and your digital videos?
Let's take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll hypothesize.
All right, we'll be back after this ad for VHS tapes, digital video discs, and more. Stay tuned, but I doubt you will.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pi: People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level. The who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Okay, we're back there, Clipper.
And we're back.
We're back, Clipper Nation. Now, Chris, you started to say, let's hypothesize.
I'm Chris Kowild.
We don't have to introduce ourselves segment.
I'm Chris Kowild, short for Kawhi Leonard, who's known as the Claw, and I am drinking a White Claw.
We didn't go to the game, so we didn't have
I'm
to
in
not
the comfort
drink.
Of my own quarantined lockdown Tiki Hut Studios in Redondo Beach.
Oh, well, toot toot.
Oh, before, and we're coming back to hypothesize about what happens in June.
Oh, that's what it was. I interrupted you. I've been wondering this entire break what we were hypothesizing. I'm excited to hypothesize that. That's going to be good.
Before we hypothesize, I want to tell you, I fantasized and brought up Google Maps last night, or Apple Maps, one of the map apps.
The maps.
And
they
I looked.
called Maps.
How close I live to the new Clippers Arena in Inglewood, which we are going to talk a lot about because there has been some serious forward momentum in the Clippers Arena. I'm just going to drop it. Everyone knows, and I know you know, but I'm just going to say it. Steve Ballmer just bought the Great Western Forum for $500 million cash. Now, why is that important?
$400 million.
Oh, excuse me. What's $100 million between friends? The L Word used to play at Great Western Forum. It is owned by Madison Square Garden, which is a real head scratcher because Madison Square Garden's in New York regardless. Whoever the company that owns MSG, and maybe they're called MSG, owned the Great Western Forum until Steve Ballmer bought them. But there was a caveat in that contract that said years and years and years ago, the Great Western Forum is the only arena that can allow professional basketball in Inglewood. Well, guess what?
Oh, that's
why. That was a real hiccup. That was a real hiccup for Stephen Ballmer and his Los Angeles Clippers and your LA Clippers, Clippers Nation. So by buying the Great Western Forum, that goes out the window, and now that does no longer need to be the only basketball arena, which is funny because it's no longer a basketball arena. It's a world-class music venue. But forever, I have known this, and I've said it on this show many, many times. Ballmer has always wanted his own arena where he makes money every single night, every single show, and not just on ticket sales and not just on merch, but I'm talking about hot dogs and beers, everything. When Taylor Swift comes into town, when Fish comes into town, whoever plays, he wants to make money every single night. Well, now he gets to do that and gets to build his Clippers Arena in Inglewood. And I was sitting there looking at that map app, fantasizing about how I can drive up surface streets to get there. It is literally only two towns away. I drive through Redondo Beach. I think I have to go through Hawthorne or Gardenia or something. And then, bam, I'm in Inglewood. I don't even have to get on a freeway, Hank. It's going to take me about 10, 15 minutes to get to the games.
It's going to take me a lot longer from Burbank than it takes me to get downtown. But, I mean, I won't have to deal with downtown traffic. I'm sure it'll be fine. And look at it this way. I'll have a perfect reason to come to your place and go surfing and then go to the game because I'll be like, babe, don't make me drive back from Inglewood.
Hey, bro, are you talking like a hypothetical babe to your wife right now? Are you calling me babe?
Oh, I was talking to my wife, but I mean, would you like me to call you babe?
Well, babe, listen, we're supposed to be hypothesizing about what happens.
No, no, no. No, no, no. You changed the subject, and now I want to talk about the Ballmer Arena. You can't start that subject and then back off that subject. I did not realize.
All right, let's talk about the Ballmer Sports Access Center or Ballmer Sports Arena Complex.
Oh, the Ball Sack. I did not realize.
Apparently, that name is not in the running. Go on.
I did not realize that was why he had to buy the Forum. Was because there was an agreement. And how baller, or Ballmer in this case, how baller is it that he just said, I guess I'll just buy it? Do you remember?
Yeah, dude.
I can't remember. Someone tweeted this out today. Maybe it was Farbod, that, like, as a joke, that Donald Sterling was probably scratching his head that he had $400 million in cash. Do you remember, like, when Ballmer and Diamond Don met?
What?
The whole thing was he couldn't understand how Ballmer would have cash ever.
$2 billion. Right.
And no, he's bought a team in cash. He's bought a stadium in cash. This guy is
loaded. I think Diamond Don literally thought Ballmer was going to cut him a personal check for $2 billion with a B.
I think the only thing that is more thrilling to me of how rich this guy is, what a great rich owner he is, as far as being very willing to spend his money and spread it around for the team, is how much. He really genuinely loves his players, loves the fans, and loves the sport, loves to win. You can go all the way back
to the city of Los Angeles, I mean, by the way. I went out and shot The Rock in San Pedro by the Korean Friendship Bell where they filmed Usual Suspects with a beautiful 180-degree view of the ocean. And there is an L.A. city court. I forgot this is a L.A. county court. And there on the backboard, this beautiful new backboard was a Clippers logo and an LA Parks logo. And
what's
I was like,
going
oh,
on,
right.
man?
Uncle Steve Ballmer fixed up every single rec hoop in the city, in the county, because they asked him, Ballmer, can you help us out and refurbish a couple courts? And Ballmer is so rich and so wonderful and loves LA so much. He said, well, how many courts are there? And the mayor at the time was like, Eric, what are you talking about there, Palmer?
How many courts are there?
Eric, total? How many courts?
There's a bunch. And please literally stop spitting on me, Steve Palmer.
He refurbished them. He refurbished every single one. And
okay,
some
but
uppity
that, but my...
L-word fans always try to tag it up and put a Lakers sticker on. But guess what? Hey, take those stickers down. Those are Clipper courts, and you're in a Clipper city.
I just think it's exciting to see how much you look at some other owners. Look, obviously the guy's a scumbag, but you look at was Dan Gilbert the owner of the Cleveland Cavaliers, how he treated LeBron when he left, like how vindictive some of these owners are in sports. And
sure,
then you
James
see a guy,
Dolan, the worst.
But you can roll all the way back to the Microsoft days. I mean, Ballmer is an enthusiastic guy. Now, here's something I'll tell you about my friendship with Chris Kowild. Clipper fans.
Oh, I love that
guy. We had a buddy back in the day whose brother said to us at a party, "Hey, I love those characters you guys do that are really excited about everything all the time." And we said, that's who we are.
that's who we are.
And that's Ballmer. He's the perfect owner for us
Ballmer.
Personally, just
He's
to make it about
energy.
Ourselves.
He's high energy.
He likes things and he loves his players and he loves the fans. And it's pretty exciting. I didn't understand why he was buying the forum. Now I hope he does something really great with it. What's he going to do with it?
Well, I think he's going to put a fresh coat of paint on it, and I think he's going to keep it a world-class music venue. I believe the last musical act I saw there. He's going to keep the forum a world-class music
venue.
Why?
Why would he do that?
His stadiums.
His venue is going to be a world-class music venue. So why would he have the forum be in competition to his venue?
Oh my gosh, are you sitting here telling me he's going to raise it to the ground, which is obviously
no.
my wildest dream?
No, but he's
going to.
I think
dream.
He's going to. No, he would never do that. It is an LA landmark. But I'm just curious why you can't think one second that the
yes,
ball sack is not.
Of course he does. Yes, of course. Of course he keeps it a world-class music venue, because guess what's better than owning one world-class music venue? Owning two world-class music venues, A, and B, because the Clippers Arena of Inglewood is not built to be a world-class music venue. It may end up being that.
Staples Center is.
First and foremost, I know, Staples Center was built for a hockey team and a concert show and also, P.S., a basketball
match.
Oh,
but they still have Nokia. Wait a second. They still have Nokia. That's the answer to my question. They still built the Nokia Theater.
Across the street.
And that's what
Nokia
the Forum will be.
Across the street.
That's what the Forum will be.
And I'm telling you, the Clippers Arena of Inglewood is built specifically, first and foremost, for Clippers basketball number one. And then, if you want to go see a world-class music act the same night as a Clipper game, go across a parking lot, go a block down, and go see a world-class music act. And I keep saying world-class music act at the Great Western Forum, where I, by the way, saw the late, great Prince. And it was probably one of the best shows
I saw ever in my life. We both saw the Beastie Boys there, and it was one of the best shows I saw in my life, what I remember of it.
And then I saw Fish there, and honestly, I realized very quickly, man, I don't like this group.
Now, listen, speaking of things you don't like, here's another break, and when we come back, we really will hypothesize what's going to happen when we come back to the NBA, whenever it is that happens. We'll be right back.
And we're back.
We're back.
I don't even know that we just had a commercial, Hank.
Might have just been a breather.
These are weird times. These are weird, weird times we live in. Before the NBA and March Madness went down, I literally recorded specific mybookie.ag commercials.
Oh, there's nothing to bet on.
March Madness. We finally got our own promo code, ClipCast. Well, guess what? They canceled March Madness. Although, apparently, podcast listenership is way up because people are home with nothing to do except for listen to podcasts.
So listen to our pontifications about the NBA.
All right, so let's pontificate and hypothesize. Let's hypontathize right now about the NBA coming back. What I'm hearing is it's coming back in June. So my question to you is, without even overthinking it, Hank, what do you think happens when they come back in June? Finish out the regular season, truncated season, or playoffs?
Well, I don't work at the NBA head office. Of the different scenarios, I think it would be a real crime for the teams that were on the bubble and could have played into the playoffs. I think that's a crime. If I were the commissioner of the NBA, I'm not telling you what I think they will do, but I'm going to tell you right now what I would do. What I would do if I was the commissioner of the NBA, I would say okay, mathematically, these are the team. We figured out that, let's just say off the top of our heads that, I'm trying to do the math. I'm not going to do the math. I would do some sort of a short, play-in, sort of like a wild card round.
Well, I will tell you this.
Let me talk. Okay. I would basically do a short play-in with the next four or six or how many teams were close to getting in and give everybody a chance to play in with a single game elimination to get in those last, like to potentially come in a wild card spot. Because I think it's kind of unfair to the teams who may have been on a roll or may have been just a few games out and might have played in. That's unfair. So, and I think it would be very thrilling to say,
now, years ago,
every team gets to play in. You can't do every team because then why not let every team play in
years ago in the NBA, the Buffalo Braves, who obviously we all know are the beginning of this great franchise, 50 years, no rings. Anyway, Buffalo Braves before they were the San Diego Clippers, before they were the LA Clippers, the Buffalo Braves won a best of three series to get into, I guess, the Elite Eight. They didn't do like a Sweet 16 make the playoffs back in the day. It was weird. It was like one played four and two played three on each conference, and then there was a weird best of three playoff to get into that RU4 slot. So four played five in a best of three. Very odd, okay? I don't think that is going to happen because I'm looking at the top eight teams in the West and the East. In the Eastern Conference, number eight, if the playoffs were right now, eight is Orlando, and very far back from them is Washington Wizards, 5.5 games back.
Okay, so
and then in the West, the Memphis Grizzlies are number eight, and 3.5 games back from them are the Portland Trailblazers. But what I am seeing is a tie between Oklahoma City and Houston for the 5 seed, and one game separates 5 and 6 between 4. And then in the East, there is a tie for the 5th and 6th seed, Indiana and Philadelphia. Obviously, there are tiebreakers in place, head-to-head matchups, what have you. But what I really do truly believe is going to happen, because you take a look at the Clippers, who are 44-20, okay? So do the math, that's 64 games.
420, dude!
Yeah, bro.
I'm 40.
So 64 games, that is 82 in a season. There's 18 left, okay? So say they've played 62 games. I think what the league is likely to do is a truncated regular season to get everybody to play an even amount of total regular season games, and let's pick a number out of a hat, like 70, that's nice and even.
Oh.
So we won't get an 82 regular season game. But if you've played 62 games, then you've got 8 left.
But
if
how do you do that, dude?
You've got 9
dude,
left.
But how do you do that? How do you arrange with the teams? How do you set the schedule? I think the math would be almost impossible to make sure everybody gets the right amount of games and also the right amount of matchups within their conference and then the right amount of matchups outside of their conference. I think it's impossible, and I think you just have to start with the playoffs. I think you just have to
say— Can we both agree that an 82 regular season, an 82 game regular season is completely off the table?
Oh, yes, 100%. I think that if you start the season in June, if we come back in June, it's the playoffs. I think that ultimately that is what's going
to
happen.
And I think it is a truncated regular season to get to the playoffs. So it might be a week, it might be 2 weeks. But I think there's going to be a truncated regular season to get everybody to 65, to 66.
God, man, listen,
everyone,
man.
Everyone will play, every single team will play the same number of games, is my guess.
Dude,
can
you imagine the drama of coming back into the NBA playoffs with guys basically trying to find their lungs and legs like it's the beginning of the season? It will be thrilling when it comes back. That's for
absolutely.
Sure.
Absolutely. And also, who's to say that Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant aren't healthy?
I know.
For the Brooklyn Nets.
I know. What about Klay Thompson?
And I know, look,
But they won't
Brooklyn
be in. They'll
is
be
number
out.
Seven. Brooklyn is number seven
Ooh,
right now.
Oh, my God.
Now, Golden State. Golden State is SOL. I know. I know.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
I know. You
oh,
need
my
you.
Gosh. I can't.
So Brooklyn is number seven right now. They would, if the playoffs were tomorrow or in June when we come back, Brooklyn with potentially a healthy Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving.
Oh, my gosh.
Would play
Don't.
The champs, Toronto Raptors, 7-2. So
Whoa.
It's all very, very exciting.
Yeah, I think that,
and
listen,
also very exciting
now
is
that,
Ballmer buying the Great Western Forum.
Yes. Now that we have... Now that we have sort of fought through it, and I didn't look at the standing. I didn't realize this question was coming up, so I didn't really do any research on it. I didn't realize there was that big of a gap, 3.5 games and 5 games between 8 and 9 in each conference. I want to say again firmly, if it was me, I think you just jump right into the playoffs and you say, hey, this is a bummer. I don't know, man. Listen, there's a lot of owners. There's
but
a lot of
you
owners
brought
that
up
vote.
A good point about – You brought up a good point about getting guys' sea legs back. So I would again think that, well, give them 3 or 4 or 5 games to get back into shape before the playoffs. But who knows?
But
man,
I mean,
these
some
guys
of these
world class
some
athletes.
Of these owners are going to be like, yeah. I mean, do the owners in the NBA profit share on the television ratings, or is it they share it all? Right? Do they share it all? So they just
I don't think they do. I don't think it is a profit share like the NFL.
So that may have an effect on it too. There may be some owners that are like, no, you may not come back and just jump right into
the
playoffs.
Dallas Mavericks owner Mark Cuban is hopeful for a mid-May NBA return, but again, I'm hearing June.
I don't know. It would really be. And Oda, here's the next question. Here's the next question before we go into our next break. Does the NBA come back a little bit earlier, but no one's in the stands? Like, how does this roll in?
And now,
happen?
And you know the answer to that for me, selfishly, what I want, and I guess we can reveal that after this break, where there will be no commercial, and we'll just start talking immediately right now. All right, we are back. Welcome back to Clipcast. We took a sabbatical, a hiatus. It's been forever since you and I have talked together.
I
on
missed
this
you,
show,
man.
Because you
I missed
were in
you,
Atlanta.
Buddy.
I missed you too, bro, and I miss basketball. I miss basketball like crazy. On a side note, my Killer Whales third grade Beach Cities youth division basketball team were about to go to the finals for the first time in a couple years. We went there in first grade and we lost, so we were the conference champs in first grade. But in third grade, we were going to go to the finals versus the Fireballs, who we had previously beaten that regular season, to play for the championship. But then all of a sudden, we had to stop playing because of this gosh darn coronavirus.
Language.
And excuse my French. This Landry Shamit coronavirus. So it stopped the season. So what do we have to do? Well, we look at the regular season records. The Killer Whales, that's my guys, 7-1, versus the Fireballs, 6-2. And we met head-to-head, and we won. Therefore, the Killer Whales are your champions.
Well, we better hope. Listen, congratulations to you and your son, Kieran. But let's hope that the NBA, let's hope Adam Silver is not listening to this podcast right now. Because we don't.
Oh, he subscribes.
We don't want him to get any ideas.
Five starter
about giving the Milwaukee Bucks or the Los Angeles Lakers the title because they have the best records in the NBA. Because that is an argument that people are making, and I don't like it.
No, I don't like it.
Now,
but that
now you
is
were
professional
saying,
basketball.
You were saying about how we might come back. Like, would we come back? And they might say, okay, no fans in the stands. We will let the media come, and the media can sit in the stands, or the media can sit courtside, but they have to sit 4 seats away, and we get to sit courtside for the entire NBA Finals, and we, you and I, have to cheer as loud as 19,000 fans. That is my dream.
I would love the idea of only the media being allowed in, and then for some reason they just allow me to lay across, just drape across four or five courtside seats.
And you got to figure too, here's the beauty, dude. I'll tell you this right now. I will bet you anything that the people who have Lakers media credentials are legitimate reporters and journalists. Pretty much right. Everyone I know that has a Clippers credential is a Clippers fan. Like, we would be there. I believe we would be
a podcaster.
I believe we'd be rowdier than Plashke. That's my guess. He'd be very professional.
Oh, no. See, I think something happens to you when you go courtside and you just immediately just stare at your phone and ignore the game.
Oh, never, never. But do you remember the first time? Do you remember the first time we sat really close at a game and one of us, I think,
we lost our minds.
One of us yelled something and the player really turned around and looked and we went, oh, no.
Stojakovic. You're talking about Stojakovic?
Oh, no. That was a different night. Now, that was a night, Clippers fans, where Peja Stojakovic was playing for Orlando, maybe? Or the Grizzlies or someone. He wasn't playing for
somebody.
The Kings. And he was
Sacramento, no.
Not shooting great, and we were blowing that team out. And we started yelling, you used to be able to make that shot, Peja. And then
You used to could. Stojustovic.
And then he did, and then he just drained like six out of seven threes or something crazy. And we were like, okay, we're sorry.
And he gave us the stink eye.
Oh, he really
after
did.
A couple of them.
Oh, he really did.
He gave us the side eye. He gave us the stink eye after the first
one. I've said
one.
Many times.
Right into my soul.
What is the most dangerous NBA player on the planet?
One with a chip on their shoulder, which is why the Clippers are going to win it all. They're going to win that chip. We're going to get sized for rings.
Now,
I cannot wait.
How do you think we come back? How do you think this rolls back into the NBA season when it eventually happens? What's your guess? June?
Well, so
with fans?
Yes, June with fans.
Wow.
June with fans.
Well, that's going to be crazy. That's going to be crazy if that's
And again, I think it is a truncated season. There is some sort of 5 to 10 game finish out the regular season. Try to break up the tiebreakers as best as you can and then let's get into playoff basketball in June, July, finals in August. That is my guesstimate. That is my guesstimate of what is going to happen. But we'll see, folks. I don't know. You don't know. No one knows. Mark Cuban is saying May. I'm reading June. Who knows? We don't know. But what we do know is the NBA shut it down, and they did a great job doing it. And while it was happening, you're like, "Real? Is this real?" Mark Cuban himself said, it's like in a movie. I went to that Clippers L-word game, home game versus the home game for the Clips. It was a Sunday afternoon. You weren't there. And that was the first game where people are like, are you sure you really want to be going into a stadium? Now, look, I sat way up in the hockey box. I did not do my usual go down nice and close.
Smart.
I actually got real far away and watched the game from a distance. And unfortunately, the good guys lost. But what they didn't do is go out losers. We actually won our last game of the NBA regular season pre-coronavirus. Unlike a lot of the top teams in the West, Hank, the L-word fell to the Brooklyn Nets, and DeAndre Jordan put on a show in that game.
You know, buddy, we're,
and that is, yeah.
Yeah, listen, I'm sorry to say this. There's a factor we are not taking into account when we talk about the league coming back. We live in California, whereas we are definitely one of the hot spots of coronavirus cases. We are a hot spot. We also are aggressively trying our government is trying in California to aggressively stop and flatten the curve with social distancing. Literally, as we record this, the governor of Mississippi is overriding local governmental orders to stay at home. There are states in America right now that are actively saying, no,
hey, Hank,
don't stay at home.
Hey, Hank.
So June,
hey, Hank,
may not be soon,
Hank,
enough. What?
Hank, man, there ain't no NBA team in Mississippi.
I know,
Hank.
But there is one in Florida and there is one in Memphis, which is Memphis is about 30 minutes over the Mississippi border. Like it may be cleared up in California in June. But there are a lot of states here that, look, maybe they're all going to be right. Maybe all of these states that don't want to do any social distancing, or even our listeners who are like, oh, it's all a hoax.
No, maybe they'll be right. No, they're wrong. They're dead wrong.
That's what I think.
And California's doing a great job from social distancing and locking it down. Doing such a great job, as a matter of fact.
So what happens with these states that are not doing that?
In June.
What happens with the areas that are not doing that?
Well, because it's an aggressive strain of the cold virus, right? The common cold, the flu, excuse me. It's an aggressive strain. It's COVID-19. There were 18 previous strains. And I'm sorry, but we're not going to be passing colds to one another in the dog days of summer. Actually, the weather will help us quite significantly.
So then that gets us back into the season.
You got to lock it down.
That gets us back in the season. You got to lock it down. Hey,
speaking of,
hey, bro, we haven't left our house in 10 days. So don't get me wrong. We're locked down. I'm just saying, what does that slow us down even further? I don't know. I hope not,
Hank. But what I do like is that the Lakers lost, the Denver Nuggets lost, and the Utah Jazz lost. Those are the top four teams right there: Lakers, Clippers, Denver, Utah. They lost. We won. Gosh, it's been so long. I don't even remember who we beat to end the season, but I do remember that we went out while healthy 11-1. When the Clippers have a full healthy roster, we are 11-1. That one loss is to our hallway rivals, the L Word, who we, by the way, are 2-1 on the season. We have beat them twice. They have beat us once. We've only lost once when healthy to the Jerks. We are real good. We are real healthy. Terrence Mann underwent some hand surgery. I guess he strained something, broke something. Something happened to his hand, I believe, or wrist, while he was mixing it up with the Agua Caliente Clippers of Ontario, I believe. So speedy recovery to Terrence Mann. But as we know, Terrence Mann is not going to be in the playoff rotation unless it's garbage time.
No, not at all. Not even then. Look, what will be really exciting about this whole playoff run will be that everybody is very well rested and should be pretty healthy, with the exception of guys who said, okay, right now I'm going to go get elective surgery that probably would have waited until the offseason. Everybody is going to be healthy. So as long as everybody has
their
sea
legs. Everybody on every team.
Yeah, I know.
So we can't hear any like, but if, or, oh, the Raptors should have an asterisk.
Well, there might be players who do not come back conditioned quickly enough. I mean, you like to think that most of these NBA players, well, certainly by the time we start getting a start date back up, guys are going to be in training facilities working out. So that's going to happen. You also like to think a lot of these guys have gyms in their super mansions, right? Wouldn't you?
Yes. I mean, Superman lives in a super mansion.
Yeah, that's right.
In the Fortress of Solitude.
That seems right. That seems right.
All right. So if we come back in June and they don't do any more regular season games, so say they just go right into the playoffs, well, guess what? That means round one versus Luka Doncic. Just love Luka Doncic. Well, I don't love him. I hate him.
Oh, my gosh.
Dallas Mavericks are 7 and the Los Angeles Clippers are 2. So talk to me about a potential Clippers-Mavericks first round playoff extravaganza.
Oh, I would really love that. But you know what I feel a little bit like? We don't have any live games to cover. And there's another subject that I would love to cover as well, separately from that question. Maybe we ought to hold on to this and do another Clipcast in another 4 or 5 days so we have something else to talk about.
I like the idea of doing another Clipcast next week where we preview the playoff matchup of Dallas Mavericks versus Los Angeles Clippers, because if your hypothetical is true and we go right into the postseason, which, by the way, I disagree with, I don't think we do that, but you say we do that, only time will tell who's right and who's wrong. But if it happens your way, we go up against the Mavs, and that is a very exciting future Clipcast topic for sure.
Let's do it. Right, hey, so there's another one there's another one that you floated to me while I was I was on location, being Hollywood Hank.
Yeah.
I also want us, next time we come together, to talk about each of our personal Mount Rushmore of Clippers. Let's do that next time too.
Oh, that's real easy. It's 4 faces for me: Patrick Beverly, Patrick Beverly, Patrick Beverly, and then Patrick Beverly.
He really is my favorite. When people
I say throw a fifth one. I say throw a fifth Patrick Beverly on the Mount
when
Rushmore.
When people start talking about their favorite Clippers of the current roster and they don't talk about Patrick Beverly, I scan for Pat or Bev or P. Bev or Patrick Beverly or anything in that realm. And
or
if I don't see it, I don't read the other three names.
Yeah.
Because I disregard what they have to say. If you're picking Zubats, if Zubats is
Mr. 94 feet.
Yeah, if you're picking Zubats as one of your favorite 4 Clippers and you're not throwing Pat Beverly in, We're just not of the same mind. It's fine. We don't all have to agree. But in this case, you're wrong. Pat Beverly,
Kawhi Leonard. I mean, this is definitely a topic for another show, but Kawhi Leonard is the greatest Clipper of all time.
You know what?
And the beauty of that is that he's active, because a lot of other teams, some play for this exact city, will sit there and argue, well, here's who our best player is, and here's who's – he was the best. Was. Our best player is current, is active. He's the reigning NBA Finals MVP.
Well,
he's the reigning NBA All-Star MVP. He is the greatest Clipper ever. He is Kawhi Leonard, and he's currently on the squad in his prime.
Chris,
that is what you want, and that's what we got.
Then this is going to be a real fun conversation when we come back with our next episode of Clipcast, because I'm not guaranteeing that Kawhi Leonard is on my Mount Rushmore of Clippers basketball.
Well, get me some sticks of dynamite, because I'm blowing that mountain up. I am blowing it up, raising it to the ground, like you predicted Ballmer will do to the Great Western Forum.
I did not say that.
Yes, you did.
I never did.
Yes, you did. Roll it back.
I never did.
I will manipulate this show so you say that.
It's a deep fake. You're deep faking me. It's a no-look
edit. All right,
edit.
I guess we should sound the horn, but welcome back, Clippers Nation. We missed you. We are back. We'll be back next week for more Clipcast. And who knows when the Clippers will be back, but we'll be here to talk about it. Sound the horn, Hank.
Toot toot.
Oh, damn it.
All right, I'm stopping the recording.